Well, I want to thank all of you. I want to thank those who shared verbally. I also want to thank all of you just in this space, even if there's not a huge volume of sharing on our part verbally. There is a huge volume of sharing that's happening just in the quiet inner isness-based spaces in which we share life and we share each other, and we, back to oneness, we are one another. And that's one of the things I personally love, not just about these monthly calls, but I love about just the way that Donna and I and Eleanor are blessed to be intimately bonded with every one of you and with so many people. It really is, frankly, an experience of godliness. It's an experience of the absolute unity of all dimensions, where I just watch play out in this three-dimensional space everything from the dimensions of light, everything from the dimensions of the divine, from the angelic realms, from everything that could possibly be. And it's all happening in you, and it's happening in me. And I'm just going to push my little mute button one more time and lead us, if you will, for just 3 or 4 minutes in a quiet meditative time. And it's a time for us just to hang out in that special space where all dimensions come together. And even though historically we seem to have come to believe that in this three-dimensional world we're separate from the other dimensions, my deepest feeling and knowing is that in this three dimension, we come here in order to find all the dimensions. That this is the perfect portal, if you will, the perfect window through which to see, perceive, and experience every quality of life, every dimension of life, every universe, every world, the world of every other human being, the world of animals and plants, the world of the molten core of planet Earth, the world of the solar system and the Milky Way and beyond, the world of the invisible, the world of energy, the world of light and just beauty, just magnificence, the world of all creation. It's right here. And if we look, like even right now, in our own cells, and if we look in our own body, if we look in our own energy field internally in our body and externally in our aura, if we look in the space that is between me and you, or you and someone else, if we look within another human being, if we look in our imaginative picture or visual of those disincarnate beings who have gone before us but are still here as a blessing to us, we find expressions of God, we find the beauty of life, we find the magnificence of it all, and it's all right here. And it doesn't matter that we've inherited a particular human style of ignorance about that. It's not important that we have, for whatever reason and for however long, walked through a space of adopted ignorance about the wonder of all life that's right at our fingertips and under our very nose and in front of our heart and in our heart. It doesn't matter, because what matters is the truth. You are so radiant, so beautiful, so all of life, so divine. You are everything that you ever need to be. Every resource that is important is here and here now. Every power that is called for is available, and even putting itself not just at your fingertips but into your hands. Every love and gift of love and soul of love and heart of love and power of love an energy of love that is important for you, is just swirling around your whole being, inviting you into its swirl, into its magnetic impulse, into its magical way of expressing right now. Every inspiration, every aha, every wisdom, every knowing, every truth that you might want or need is in its inner space, in your heart. How beautiful, how radiant, how precious, how adorable, how lovable, how filled with love, how filled with isness and allness and oneness and everythingness you are. Thank you for being you. Thank you for being life. Thank you for being infinite. Thank you for being finite. Thank you for, in your finiteness and humanness, sharing this space with us. Thank you for coming here to love us, to hold us, to nurture us. And may we, in turn, always be felt in your heart, in your soul, in your body, in your being, as that giant support of nature, that grand light of life, that beauteous love that never, never, never ends.